Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of John. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Oh, you may thought like I thought. When you're in the church, you save, and then you're out of the church. I don't know if I'm ready to get back in the church. Huh? All right. Anybody? I'm trying to use some phraseology that y'all may have used at one time or another before you got saved. But I know some of y'all been so saved all your life, you can't even remember when you sinned. You probably have to go check your record book. When was the last date you sinned? It was in the 1900s and some. Y'all so holy. That's why y'all go to Bible Way. Y'all been going to Bible Way. Y'all can't even remember when you went the Worldly Way. Jesus says, I'm the vine. Don't. See, a lot of times we put pressure on ourselves. I got to do this. I got to. No, you don't. What you got to do is get where you're supposed to be. Do what you're supposed to. And that's it. That's it. Leave the results to God. You don't see them trees out there saying, I got to come on up with it. I got to get on up with it now. Because I know Master's going to be the one some plums, so I got to come on up with some. I got to come on up with some plums here, because Master's coming out here for some plums. No, that tree just stay right there and just soak it in. Soak in the sunshine, soak in the rain. You don't see that tree getting up and say, oh, I'm gonna see if I can get a better spot. I'm going to go over here and get me a better spot. I don't like being out there in the sun all day. I'm going to get on the shade tree. Better spot. No, you just stay where God done planted you. Let me tell you something. If you would just allow God to have his way, you'll be all right. See, God already made choices for you. He already made decisions for you. Who here decided that you was going to be black? Who decided that they was going to be a girl? Who decided you was going to be a boy? Who decided that, no, I ain't coming out. I'm going to let this other lady be my mama. You know why life was so easy when you was a child? Because other people made decisions for you. It's when you say, I can't wait to be grown. I can't wait to get out on my own. That when you got out on your own and grown, then life got hard. Because you start trying to make decisions for yourself. And God has already got a life already worked out for you. You don't have to go from here to way to yonder place. Right where you at, we got to learn to bloom where we planted. If you just learn to be still and know that God is God, God will work it out for you. So Jesus said, now y'all get it right. Get it right. I'm the vine. In other words, I'm the one that brings the source of life into your life. All you got to do, the branch, the only thing the branch does is provide the space and the strength for the fruit. That's all. It acts as the conduit for the fruit. Is that right? It just gives the juice, the sap the ability to flow on out and provide some fruit. Look what Jesus says. I ain't got to my lesson. If anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away as a branch and dried up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burnt. What's that talking about? Is that talking about hell? Now, what did I just tell y'all? What did I just ain't got nothing to do with salvation? I told you, go back up to verse 3. You already clean now. You already clean. Christ said, now I'm getting ready to tell you something else, so don't y'all start mixing stuff up. See, our problem is anytime we read about fire in the Bible, we say, hell. That's hell there. I know what that is. That's hell. When it, so we read the word, throw it away. They throw it away. That's hell. That's got to be hell. They talking about throwing them away in hell. No, 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 no. Notice now, look at this verse good. What did he say? If anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away as a branch and dried up. It should be reversed, shouldn't it? You don't throw away a branch until the branch is dried up. Did you catch that? See, if I go by a tree, I don't go there and cut the good branches off and throw them away and then come by there 5 days later and I say, oh, that's withered up. Let me throw that on the way. No, no. I look at the tree. And if the tree, if the branch is withered, then I cut the withered one off. Is that right? This one here is the reverse. Did you notice that? I hope y'all getting this. He says, I'm the vine, you the branches. He who abide in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he's thrown away as a branch. He's still a branch. And dried up, and they gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. We're talking about fellowship. You're losing fellowship. We're not talking about relationship. All right? Matter of fact, we're talking about your works. You see, we're talking about your works. Is that what we're talking about? Turn with me. Turn with me. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to try to get to my lesson tonight. But this is one of these studies that my Wednesday night crowd at least got to get. Y'all at least got to get this. Because people turn to John 15 and say, see, you can lose your salvation. But that's not what it's talking about. It's not talking about salvation. It's talking about our fellowship. Now notice what it says here. Verse number 10. Chapter 3, 1 Corinthians. He says, according to the grace which God has given me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, another one is building upon it, but let each man be careful how he build upon it. His works. We're talking about works. Not talking about salvation. We're talking about what you do. Okay, Paul said, I done laid the foundation. Now, y'all got to be careful how you build a house. He says, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Once you get saved, then you are standing on the rock. You're standing on Jesus. And he said, now, you can't lay another foundation. It's telling you that right there, right? Only thing you can do is build upon it. Now, but God is going to be the building inspector. He's going to check it out. Is that right? Now, look at what he says. Now, if any man build upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evidence, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed how? With fire. And the fire itself will do what? Test the quality of each man's what? Talking about works. The fire gonna test the works. Not the man, but his works. When you get to heaven, then they gonna, Jesus gonna say, alright, you bragging about what you done for me on earth. Let's go ahead and get all your works. I've been saving it for you. And he's gonna put the work through the furnace. And the Bible says your works gonna either come out like hay, stubble, silver, gold. Now look what it says. If any man's work which he has built upon it remains, he shall receive a reward. Once it goes through the furnace, if your works remain, if it don't get all burnt up, God say, I'll pay you for it. But in verse 15, if any man's work is burned up, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. You see that? The man's works will be burnt up, but he'll be saved. Did everybody get that? Your works gonna be, you're gonna be watching you, but every, see, right now we don't know who's singing for the Lord. We hope that everybody, we don't know who's preaching for the Lord. We hope that the preacher is preaching for the, we don't know who's praying really for the Lord and who's praying to be seen and who's reading their Bibles to be seen in church. We don't really know, but on Judgment Day, everybody's going to be watching. That's why everybody, what's going to be tested. And at the end of that test, the only person works that's going to be just standing forever, that's going to pass every test, is Jesus. That's why everybody's going to be bound down to Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue going to confess. Because Jesus' works is purified. All his works is like pure gold. But some of our works is like hay. And when you put hay to fire, what's going to happen to it? What about some of our works is like wood. It may last a little longer, but eventually, what's going to happen? It's going to burn up. The only thing that's going to last is that gold, if it's like gold or silver or precious stone. Amen. And so we need to try. Let me tell you something. I was telling my wife this evening. I said, baby, I don't really so much want to make a name for myself on the earth where men can know about me. I said, I want to make a name where heaven know about me. Amen. When I get to heaven, Jesus know me. And then folks in heaven know me. Folks on earth trying to impress people. We got to get out of that. Dress to impress. We dress to impress and it causes a lot of stress. And let me tell you something. You got to grow out of that. And don't deny that you ain't in it. You gotta grow out of that. Of wanting to do things and, to get some praises from men. And let me tell you something. Because some folks don't get praises at home, that's why they come to church and show out. That's why a kid act up at school. He ain't getting no attention at home, so he gets some attention there at school. Even if you have to get it the hard way. Yeah, that's a lot of these brothers, you know, that's wearing the pants is down and, you know, looking all weird and, you know, folks, you know, got the bandana, you know, and looking like, you know, Aunt Jemima's cousin and what have you. They doing that to just get a lot of attention. We done it when we was in high school. We're wearing our bell bottom with our rawhide stuff, you know. I had some rhinestones on the side. Yes, I did. I bought them out there. My wife said, when you going to get rid of them? I said, never. Amen. I got a picture at home. I'm going to bring them. I got a picture at home with a leather black, no, leather green jacket. Looking like this here. Around the corner of the high school. And on the bottom of the picture said, girl watching. Rhinestone, buddy. Yes, sir. Yeah. But that was to get attention. Amen. I wore a gong show one time. Me and my cousin, we dressed like the Blues Brothers. We wore a gong show, singing Boogie Fever. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Amen. Let's get back to the text. Let's get ready to close it out. Chapter 15. Chapter 15, St. John, he says, Christ now, he gives four ways. Let me just give you four ways right quick, and we're going to shut it down. I'm not going to even elaborate on all these, because these are sermons in themselves. But I just want to give them to you. Four ways to know if you are abiding in Christ. Four ways to know. Four evidences. The first evidence is answered prayer. Verse 7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. That's one of the evidence. A lot of times the reason your prayers are not answered is you're not abiding in Christ. Christ says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will. Now let me ask you something. You say, I abide in Christ, and Christ's word abided in you. When you're going through a problem, what are you filled with? Most of us are filled with the problem because it shows on your face. What's in your heart's going to show on your face. If you worry, it's going to see the worried wrinkles gonna come out. It's gonna show. If you upset, the upset look gonna come out. The meanness gonna be showing on your face. If you angry, I mean, it's almost like horns are growing. It's gonna show. Christ says, if you wanna get somewhere, you gotta let his word abide in you. Let me ask you a question. Can you quote some scripture? If you can't quote no scripture, then 9 times out of 10, the word ain't abiding in you. He says, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, then you can ask what you will. See, you don't know what to ask for if you don't know God's word, because you got to pray according to the word. What do Psalms, 37:4? What do Psalm 37:4 says? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. David said, and see, one of the ways you know that you are abiding is who you hang out with. Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You don't listen to what folks say. Child, I just tell them a piece of my mind. No, you walk on away from that. Now stand in the way of the sinner. You just don't hang out with folks who ain't got nothing good. If the word ain't coming out of them, you have a high and bad relationship with them. Because whatever kind of spirit they got, all they gonna do is pump it in you. You know, if they negative, all you doing is getting filled up. You went to the service station and got filled up with negativism, and you come home and take it all out on your family. No, no, you got to get filled with folks who got the Spirit of God in them. My word abiding you, you abiding me, say, then you can ask what you. So I think, again, is if we want our prayers answered, we got to start abiding. That's the first sign. The second sign is a sense of God's love. Verse 8, but by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciple. You ought to prove to be the disciple. How? Not by what you say, but by what you do. Love is an action. My wife, she can't tell me that she loves me and don't want to wait on me. When you say you can't wait for me, wait a minute, do you love me? You love me, you're going to have to wait. Sometimes folks, I ain't waiting, I'm just going to leave. No, do you love me? You're going to have to wait on me. Oh, I know I'm right. 1 Corinthians 13 says love is patient. I ain't there yet. A lot of the things I be wanting to do, I be wanting to buy this or get that. And I said, baby, are you with me? I said, come on, tell me the truth now. You with me? She said, I ain't there yet. I said, all right, well, we don't have to go. We'll wait. That's love. Just like now, she talking about that new car. She waiting on me. She ain't acting fast with her bad self and going out there and get that car and expect me to pay for it. We ain't together. So she loved me enough to wait on me, to wait till I get there. She said, you'll get it. You coming on. She know I'm coming on. She know she's getting a new car. She know it. She done told the boy she getting a new car. Your daddy get me a new car. I said, oh, no. She got faith that God is going to bring me on. That's right, because she knows she can't move me. God is going to have to change me. And she loved me enough to wait on me. That's how it's got to be in a relationship. A lot of folks say, well, I'm just tired. You see, I need this, and just go on and get it. And say, can you help me pay for this? And then I said, now I told you not to get it. I told you not to get it. See, you wouldn't listen. You see what I'm saying? Now we got a big old argument. We got a big argument. You see? But love is an action. And when you are bad, it's just like when you are in love with a person, when you are abiding in a person, you wait on that person. I know I'm talking right. Because I know some of y'all brothers, when y'all first went up to y'all wives with your girlfriend at that time, and you say, hey, baby, you know, what about going out with me? And she said, no. She didn't say yeah the first time. But you said, that's all right. At least she's talking to me. She talked to me. She come around. Is that right? She come around. Because ladies, I mean, the average lady just ain't no just, all right, come on. The fox have to chase the hen. Amen, brother. Oh, my time is up. We got two of them. The third one is obedient to the word in verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide. Send down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Send down.